Welcome back to Day Zero. I'm Chris Matthew. We're back to take back our freedom and grab the B system by its saggy goat man Baphomet titties, bend it over, and fuck it with no lube. Our host today, our author and historian, Corey Hughes. Corey, how you doing?
I don't think I'm an author yet. I think I have to finish the book first.
Oh, you're an author today, and every day that I announce that you're an author. God damn it. We got host of Inside the Cube, X Cube 420. How you doing?
All good. All good on the Eastern Front.
Excellent. Author and host of Macro Aggressions, Charlie Robinson. Charlie?
Angry. Thank you. As usual.
It's good to be angry.
Yes, it is. For podcasts, it works.
Our guest host today, author and host of Rogue Ways and The Middle Path, Lindsay Sharman. Lindsay, how you doing?
Maybe exasperated is the right word, but still hopeful. Still hopeful.
Excellent. Excellent. And finally, host of Raised by Giants, Space Daddy Ryder Lee. Ryder, how you doing?
What's up, everybody? It's amazing to be here. Space Daddy in the house. Represent. Always here to fuck shit up and have a really good time. I'm really excited.
Excellent. Ryder Lee is a great wrestling name.
Wrestling. All right, here at Day Zero, we bring information, ideas, revelations, and sometimes a space daddy to enlighten, entertain, and impregnate your ears, hearts, and minds with fetuses of freedom. Wait, huh? Nah. Every week, we bring you the stories and happenings we find interesting and relevant or ridiculous and funny. So let's go, Brandon. I am going over some of the best Halloween costumes for this year. First, which one? You see the Karen one on the screen right now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Karen Halloween. It was criticized for profiting off racism. But man, it is funny as hell. Karen is one contenders. What's that?
What do you mean profiting off racism?
I don't know. Let's see. What does this say?
They say that Karen is racist against white women or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But isn't that fine though?
Yeah, isn't that okay? So
encouraged.
Yeah, I mean that's what I thought was okay.
Yeah, I thought so.
But
too.
It's okay. We allow it. It's allowed. You're allowed to make fun of these people. Okay. These people.
Yeah, it's kind of like me. Like I'm a black body, but not a black voice. That's what somebody said about Sage Steele. It's white supremacy encompassed in a black body.
Now, you still see the same thing on the screen here?
No.
Sexy vaccine.
Okay,
costume.
Here we go. This is the next one. Brace yourself. The sexy vaccine costume has arrived. Now, I'm not sure what it is. I think it's just... Oh, wait, she's got a needle in her head. Holy shit. Look at this one, man. This is that sexy or what? I don't know, guys. What do you think about the sexy vaccine costume?
Well, I mean, it does scream, I don't have brains, and therefore I'm probably really easy, so maybe.
This looks like they're drawing blood from the brain. That's what that looked like.
Let's see what else
that
we
was
got.
Red.
Okay. Can you see this Halloween 2021?
Yep.
Yes.
Food and decor. Oh, wait, that's not the one I want. I want.
Yeah.
All the way at the top here. This is what I wanted. 15 offensive Halloween costumes that shouldn't exist. Let's look at these.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. First one. A Holocaust victim, Corey. I know you like this one, buddy. Oh, let's see.
Oh.
Anything involving blackface. Oh, guys, I don't know.
What's up with the teeth on that, though? Is that supposed to be gold teeth?
Is that a white guy?
I think it is a white guy. Oh, is that Kevin McDonald or whatever that guy's name is?
Tom McDonald.
Tom McDonald. Oh, God. All right. What do you got next? Transphobic costume.
Oh, well, I'm fucked.
Look at this guy.
I love how realistic that costume is.
He's got the fucking broom. Oh, that's great. What we got next? The COVID-19 pandemic. Oh, is it really? It's offensive to people. I'd wear it. I think it looks good.
We can't have you undoing fear by injecting humor. So that's not offensive. It's just dangerous to the regime.
That looks like a creature from Ghoulies.
Body shaming and objectifying costumes.
Oh,
man.
But those are my favorite kind of costumes.
This is awesome. Who? I mean, come on, guys. This is a great costume.
I guess
inflatable midget.
Is that right?
Inflatable.
I mean, he's got money in his hand.
She's got tassels, man. She's got some nice boobers.
I thought sex work was empowering. This is a good thing.
Yeah, this is true.
Is he fucking her in the back of the head or what?
I don't know if this is body shaming or stripper shaming or midget shaming or what. Is it all three?
Well, if I can get my hands on an inflatable midget, I'm in the market for that.
If a midget can actually hold somebody up like that, that's impressive, bro.
Cultural stereotypes. Who is this? Is this The Rock? Is this Moana? Who we got here? Okay. A Maori warrior?
It's okay in Disney movies, just not for
you. Oh, yeah. As long as it's Disney. Man.
Isn't she Hawaiian, though? Or
you can't go as a terrorist? Yes. Dude, listen to me. I have a theory, and you're going to think I'm insane, but I'm not. In about 2 years in Paris, in Milan, and all these highfalutin fashion places, you're going to see them roll out the fucking Taliban collection. Because I'm telling you, the outfits that army has are they're so fucking fashionable. That, like, with the vests and the smocks and everything, and that they all look totally different. I'm telling you right now, these guilty white liberal weirdos are going to purge their soul of what we did in Afghanistan by taking that fashion, making it fucking popular, and charging you $11,000 to get an outfit to look like some dude named Hamid.
Man, Hamid. His face is the best.
Ahula.
Oh, don't bomb me. Oh, man. A zombie versions of recently deceased celebrities.
What the fuck?
It's offensive, guys. Don't do it. Oh,
like, I would have never thought to do it until I read that. Now I'm thinking about doing it.
And Aiden,
or want to be anorexic?
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. It's so bad they won't even show the costume. That's how offensive it is.
I mean, you could double up on that and do blackface zombie Kobe Bryant fucking Halloween costume.
Damn.
Oh God. A mentally ill person. That's
all of us at this point.
Yeah. Every single one of us. Sexual harassment. Come on, guys. Sexual harassment's always fucking funny.
It's always funny.
Oh geez. A homeless person. They have a little kid
what,
on
it. What homeless person dresses like this?
That's a clown.
Come on now. But
when it's a costume, it's called a hobo. Yeah.
What is this, though?
Train cars.
Who still like walks around with a stick and a knapsack?
A 1920s hobo clown boy.
Apparently, it's offensive. Yeah.
I've dealt with a lot of homeless people, and none of them had a knapsack on a stick.
Hey, well, here we go. Here we go, your people. A national tragedy. We had the Twin Towers on fire.
That's fucking elaborate, bro.
Oh, man.
They got Barbie dolls falling off of the fucking towers? Holy shit.
That's awesome.
I bet you that's in Israel.
Yeah, that's the place you jumped.
Probably is. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it has to be, right?
Oh, look at those Barbies falling and shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the people that jump from the building so that they get burned up. Yeah. Yeah, that,
oh,
that
they're holding hands
tough.
Too, are they? Wow. Oh, that's so
that one is tough. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, they look like such a happy couple, too.
You have to honor their commitment. I mean, that's brave.
Look at the guy in that's the blue
performance
shirt
art right
the
there.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. There's a guy in the blue shirt in the back, like, y'all are pieces of shit. Yeah. He looks like he's ready to whoop that ass.
Commitment, to be honest with you.
Her name's
horrible. I mean, the dimensions on the squares aren't even accurate.
Oh, Jesus. They got beat up.
Or the Black Lives Matter movement. What is this? Is this a witch?
Do you go as a costume of Black Lives Matter?
They did summon the dead, so I mean,
oh, hey, you're right.